Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche was much more than a man with a difficult-to-pronounce name and a sweet mustache. In fact, behind that impressive maxillary mane was perhaps the most influential philosopher of the modern age. Nietzsche was born in 1844 in what is now southwest Germany. He attended a prestigious boarding school where his studies focused primarily on classical Greek and Roman philosophy. His disdain for Christianity and the church also began to emerge. Both of these elements would be major focuses of his later work. Friedrich would be accepted to Bonn University in 1864. He considers this his lost year, as he spent most of his time partying. In 1865, he transferred to the University of Leipzig. It was during this year he became a follower of the pessimistic philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer, and although he would later renounce him as a result of Schopenhauer's anti-Semitism, his works would still have a great impact on him. Nietzsche published his first book in 1872, The Birth of Tragedy Out of the Spirit of Music, and works until 1878 would argue for the elevation of art over empirical science. He would reverse his position in his 1878 book, Human, All Too Human, and once again, reversing course for the final time, starting in 1882 with The Gay Sciences. In this book, he expanded on his hostile stance towards Christianity and conventional morality. His major complaint with Christian ideology was that it would focus too much on the afterlife to the detriment of life on earth. It was also this book where his famous quote, "God is dead and we have killed him," arose. This late period is where he develops the major components of his existential philosophy. In 1883, he penned Thus Spoke Zarathustra. In this book, he introduces his concept of the Übermensch, or superhuman for the less Germanic inclined. He argued that while life had no inherent value, he rejected outright nihilism as dangerous and unproductive to life. He claimed that the Superman would be able to develop their own ethics and morals that would lead not only to fulfillment, but to the betterment of mankind. In 1889, while in Turin, Italy, Nietzsche came across a cab driver beating his horse. He confronted the man, but collapsed in the process. After this event, until his death in 1900, he spent his days suffering from dementia. While no final diagnosis was ever made, it was speculated to be the result of tertiary syphilis. However, this wasn't the end for Nietzsche, as his works would continue to have a profound impact on many thinkers of the 20th century and today.